Hello.
Hi, Richard. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Ruben?
Good, good. Is Dale there with you by any chance?
Oh yeah, please.
Thanks.
Hold on, please.
Sure. Hello? Hello? Hello,
Sorry
Richard?
about your channel you had.
Hello? Richard?
Ruben. Ruben in there.
Yeah, I'm
Sorry
here.
about that. It's all right.
Hello? Richard?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Dale, how are you doing?
What are you?
Living the dream. So I just got a call from John. I just want to give you guys a quick heads up on what's going on. So they sent us their approval document. They sent us their check. We're actually processing the check right now because we had to update the corporation. But here's what they told me. And just so you know, I'm not like a guy that sits behind a desk. I'm not a teller. I'm a relationship-based person, and I like to be very honest in the business dealings I do with. I deal with. Your customer potentially wants to go to a different supplier, someone else who sells equipment. Now, what I told them was this: I don't want to be put in the middle, but at the same time, I kind of do have to choose sides, and I will always choose you as an equipment dealer versus a customer. Does that make sense? Yeah, I could care about a customer in terms of versus a vendor, because the reality is you're going to make me a lot more money long term than your customer, and it's also just the right thing to do. So I will not allow this customer to use our financing if, and so, but this is the way I work. If a customer comes to me and says, "Hey, Ruben, look, hey, Bank of Cardiff, I want to use this financing somewhere else," the decision lies with the vendor. So if you guys tell me, "Hey, Ruben, don't do this guy's financing," then I just, "Hey, look, it is what it is. I'll lose a sale, but I'd rather not burn the relationship with you." Generally, though, these problems can be solved. Typically, a customer doesn't like the pricing, or there's some little issue that can be resolved. They actually said they didn't want to put me in the middle, and I said, "Okay, I appreciate that, but I just want to give you guys a quick heads up because I'm not sure really what their leanings are, and I would think you guys would want to appreciate a call from me instead of just hiding this information."
Yeah, thank you. Let me talk to Richard.
I'm sorry?
One second. 이사람한테 장비는 다른 데서 살 수, 사고 싶다고 그랬더니, 그냥 그래가지고 우리한테 말해주는 거야. 그냥, 이 사람은 우리였으면 아예, 그런데 잘못 들었을 수도 있고, 몰라.
그래, 알았어. 우리 손님한테 얘기하겠다.
We'll talk to the customer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're nice people, but they're like, I'm not. They're like, hey, we're not sure. I'm like, well, let me tell them, and you guys just need to, you know. I said, hey, you need to work it out with your vendor, because obviously I'm not the supplier, but you know, I don't like to hide any information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I think probably, honestly, I think it's 99 of 100 times, it's some pricing issue that can always be resolved and get done with, you know? So when you have a chance to speak to them, I think everything's on hold for right now, but when you have a chance to speak to them, let me know, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.